Pendengar, warga Australia akan dapat menggunakan ganja untuk pengobatan setelah Victoria akan mengizinkan penggunaan obat itu untuk kondisi khusus mulai tahun depan. Anak-anak penderita epilepsi berat akan mendapatkan manfaat yang menurut pemerintah dalam skala kecil dan terpandu dengan ketat. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Anak-anak penderita epilepsi adalah kelompok pertama yang akan mendapatkan manfaat dari perubahan ini. Namun, melihat ke depan, psikiatris David Castle mengatakan medical cannabis dapat dipakai untuk mengobati berbagai kondisi di mana obat-obatan konvensional sudah tidak dapat membantu penyembuhan.
Certain rare forms of childhood epilepsy which aren't responsive to other drugs. Chronic pain syndromes, spasm associated with multiple sclerosis, nausea associated with chemotherapy. It can also be used as an appetite stimulant for people with cancer, with HIV/AIDS. So there's lots of different areas in which it might be deployed and might be helpful for certain select individuals.
Di Melbourne, Ellie Petram memiliki anak perempuan dengan kondisi epilepsi berat. Ia mengatakan akan mencoba pengobatan dengan menggunakan ganja itu jika kondisi anaknya memburuk.
She's going relatively good, but if she was to deteriorate again, I wouldn't hesitate. I've seen some friends and other families with children before and after, and it has totally changed their lives.
Ia juga mengatakan bahwa salah satu penderita itu adalah pamannya yang terjangkit kanker.
My uncle also suffered cancer and then took cannabis for a short period during his treatment. And I say anything that gives someone back the quality of their life, despite, you know, whatever their prognosis is, if they can be more comfortable and live a more happier life, then it's worth it. And everyone should have that choice.
Dorongan Victoria untuk melegalkan medicine cannabis mendapatkan dukungan bipartisan. Namun juru bicara pihak oposisi Mary Woodridge menekankan bahwa Partai Liberal ingin meyakinkan obat-obatan itu tidak dapat dirokok.
One of the things we want to be very clear is this is about the medicinal use of cannabis, not about personal use or recreational use. So the amendment we introduced was to make sure that it wouldn't be distributed in a smokable form, that it had to be in an oil or for vapor and in some other way other than smokable, because of course smokable is the most widely used for people who are using it personally rather than medicinally.